joining us now on the line from the BioSteel Hockey Camp, Philadelphia Flyers forward, Wayne Simmons. Hey, Wayne, thanks for doing this.
Oh, no problem. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. Wayne, what's the intensity level like at these camps? Do you guys just take it easy early on and then you kind of turn it on? What's the intensity level for you guys at these things?
It's always pretty high. I think this is maybe my sixth year involved with BioSteel, and every single year I feel like the intensity ramps up higher and higher. Guys are always just coming in and getting ready for training camp, so it's always nice.
You're getting a guy back you haven't seen in a while, and we got to know him here pretty well in James Van Riemsdyk. Tell me your reaction to that. Man, does it ever deepen out. There's going to be some battles for power play time, and if all you guys stay healthy, and when you get Sean Couturier back, and you got Gostisbehere on the point, Provorov on the point, I think you guys on the Flyers could have one of the best power plays in the league. That must be buzzing a little bit with you guys.
Yeah, obviously it's nice. I got a chance to play with Reimer my first year and a half in Philadelphia, and he's a great player. And, you know, unfortunately we traded him in Toronto, but, you know, he came into his own, and he's an unbelievable player. He's, you know, he's got one of the best sets of hands around the net in the league. So, I think when we signed him, it was awesome for our team. You know, it just gives us that much more depth. And like you said, it's definitely going to help our power play out. And, it's going to allow us, to do different things with the lineup.
Wayne, we've been talking about Tyler Seguin and his contract situation, and you're a guy playing in the final year of your contract. How much does that weigh on your mind in the summer here that you want to have a big year, especially because you obviously want to sign a big new long-term deal? How much pressure is on you to perform heading into this season?
I don't think it's that much pressure. I think I just come in and I play my game. What I usually did last year was, I had a little bit of a down year. I played injured the whole year. So, for me, it's just getting back to being healthy, to being 100% and, playing the way I can. And, whatever happens for me. So, that's the way I look at it. I'm just going to come in and play the way I play the game, and, everything will be fine for me.
Going to ask that. Your durability is pretty remarkable, and the games you've posted up. But yeah, when I say you played 75 games last year, how many would you say, man, I felt great physically going into that game? Half? I know you. Yeah, you were a bit nicked up and still put up your numbers.
I don't know if you guys want me to tell you. I'd say I felt great maybe in 7-8 games.
Wow.
Say I felt really, really good. So, yeah. No, it was an unfortunate year for me. I battled through, I think that's the mind of a hockey player. If you can put on your skates, you're going to contribute some sort of way for the team you're going to play, and that's what I did. So, like I said, I'm just looking to get 100%, and contribute and be a better player than, I was last year, because usually I am a much better player than I was, and, I'm going to show that this year.
Yeah, but how tough is that to balance, Wayne, when you're a guy, when you said you're playing banged up for the entire season, and that's kind of taking away from being who you can be as a player? How tough is that to balance when you're banged up but you want to be out there?
Yeah, it's frustrating. But at the same time, you kind of got to do what you got to do. And, I thought I could help my team in different sorts of ways. And, that's what I tried to do. So it's definitely frustrating, when you think, you should be doing something and you could be doing it better. But that's just the way it was. Everyone, I think at some point in their career, those 3 years like that. So, I'm definitely not, the only guy to have done it. That's for sure.
Wayne Simmons joining us, Philadelphia Flyers vet. So many good seasons for Philly and, of course, in L.A. Your second year in L.A., tell me about the transition that a first- to second-year player gets. And I'm asking specifically because you've got Nolan Patrick. There's a number two overall pick, and everything's new. I watched a ton of you in junior in Owen Sound playing at times with Bobby Ryan, and it's the travel's different, the meals are different, everything's different when you get to the show. So what's the transition from first year to second year for a younger player, especially one as offensively gifted as Nolan will be?
I think your second year, you've already gotten your feet wet and you know exactly what to expect coming in the training camp. You're a little bit more excited. You're not as nervous, as you were in the first year, and you kind of just throw everything out there on the table and, you let your game speak for itself. There's no more nerves. The league, who you're playing against, who you're going up against every single night, and, the strengths of guys, and same thing with goalies. So, it's huge. And Patty's an unbelievably skilled player, and I think towards, you know, the middle part and towards the end of last year. You saw what he did, and, you know, this kid's going to be an unbelievable player in our league. He was a great player last year, and he's only going to continue to get better.